With profound sadness and love, the family of James, Jim, J.D. Douglas announced his passing on March 14, 2024. Jim was born to parents Fran and Brian Douglas on Sept. 14, 1962. His brother, Dale, was born 3 years later. Together, they grew up in North Vancouver. Jim graduated from Windsor Secondary School, where he played bass in several bands and fostered a love for music. Following graduation, Jim worked at Microtel Pacific Research in the division of Linkirk Electric, as well as ski patrol on Mount Seymour. Jim moved to Whistler in 1987 and began his career as a paramedic. It was there that he met his true love, Anne Douglas, at the Whistler Healthcare Center. Despite leaving her with the bill on their first date to attend an ambulance call, she graciously granted him a second date. They married on June 9, 1990, at Mount Pius X Parish in North Vancouver. In 1991, their first child, Matthew, was born and shortly after, they moved to Squamish. In 1995, they welcomed the final addition to their family, a daughter, Nicole. Jim dedicated his life to the care of others. He worked tirelessly for the BC Ambulance Service for 32 years, where he advocated for access to mental health supports within emergency services and counseled those struggling with post-traumatic stress. Throughout his career, Jim had a remarkable knack for making a side job out of his passions, from mountain biking to whitewater rafting and snowmobile guiding. In the last decade, Jim worked with Raven Rescue as a swift water rescue and confined space instructor, which allowed him to travel to beautiful corners of the province and beyond. In 2017, Jim became a founding member of TEAAM, Technical Evacuation Advance Aero Medical, and, once again, dove into a new passion. This time, for providing advanced medical care via helicopter in remote settings outside the scope of the BC Ambulance Service. Despite his extraordinary career in emergency patient care, anyone who knew Jim will know that his greatest joy was being a husband, father, son, brother, brother-in-law, uncle and friend. In addition to his wife and children, he welcomed Samantha, Matthew's wife, and Kelvin, Nicole's fiancé, into the family. In 2022, he was overjoyed to become a grandfather when Vivian Gray, daughter of Matthew and Samantha, was born. The family wishes to express their sincere gratitude to the amazing nurses and doctors at the Sea to Sky Hospice Society for their kindness, endless support and care shown to Jim during his short stay there. A celebration of life will be held at the Squamish Funeral Chapel on April 27, 2024. At 11 a.m. in lieu of flowers, the family requests that a donation be made to the Honor House Society at www.honorhouse.ca, an organization near and dear to Jim's heart.